This year you will suffer no loss.
Gap TV, RCC Dubai TV channel.
Give him adoration. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the ending. The God who has been with you all these years, who have been carrying you from your mother's womb, bless his holy name. Lift him high. He's good, he's good. He's kind, patient, generous, faithful, reliable, dependable. Bless his holy name. Bless the Alpha. Bless the Omega. Bless your Savior, your healer, your provider, your protector, your promoter. Bless the one who have been fighting all battles for you. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Magnify his holy name. Thank you, Daddy. And then let's go ahead and thank him for the last convention. Bless his holy name for the marvelous things he did during our convention. The thousands of souls that he saved, the thousands that he healed, mighty testimonies of deliverance, miracles galore, big testimonies. Let's bless his holy name for provision, for security, for all the millions that came. No accident coming, no accident going. Security throughout the period of the convention. Bless his holy name for the word of God that came with power from the various speakers. Give him glory, give him honor for the number of babies born during the convention. Bless his name that all the children are doing well, their parents are doing fine. No crisis of any type. Let's bless his holy name. Let's bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, thank you for your church. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the great and marvelous things that you have done and you are yet doing. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Today we have been asked to pray specially for practically everybody. Students, graduates, coppers, married men, married women, or married men, or married women, everybody. So just lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, whatever is your purpose for my life, let it be fulfilled. So just go ahead, because the prayer is for everybody, everybody. Lord, whatever is your purpose for my life, my own life, Lord, whatever is your purpose for my life, let it be fulfilled. Let me become whatever you want me to become. Let me achieve whatever you want me to achieve. Fulfill my destiny, O Lord. Whatever is your purpose for my life, let it be fulfilled, Daddy. Let it be fulfilled, Lord. Whatever is your purpose for my life, Father, let it be fulfilled. Let it be fulfilled. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And then lift your voice to him and say, Father, this particular month, surprise me pleasantly. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. This particular month, O Lord, surprise me pleasantly. Surprise me pleasantly. Surprise me pleasantly, Almighty God. Please surprise me pleasantly. 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 Lord God Almighty, just surprise me pleasantly this month. Glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Then lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, in this new year of Redeemed Christian Church of God, please use me to win at least 12 souls. Go ahead. I want to win at least 12 souls in this new year. At least a soul every month. Please use me, Lord. Make me a vessel to honor. Help me to win at least 12 souls in this new year of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. At least a soul a month. Use me to win at least 12 souls in this new year of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Use me to win at least a soul a month. Help me, Lord. Don't let me be redundant. Don't let me be a useless child of God. Make me a vessel unto honor. Use me, Lord, to win at least 12 souls in this new year. At least a soul a month. Help me, Daddy. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for who you are, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our protector, our provider, our promoter, our all in all. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Thank you for May. Thank you for June. Thank you for July. Thank you for marvelous things you did in August. And now thank you for September. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for your convention. Thank you for the crowd. Thank you for salvation of souls. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for signs. Thank you for wonders. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you for prophecies. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, today we are all here. Young and old, students, graduates, coppers, youth, young adults, married men or married men, we are all here. Father, your purpose for our lives, bring it to pass. Help us to fulfill destiny. Don't let us fail. Don't let us fall by the wayside. Help us, O Lord. Let us reach the top. And Father, please speak peace to our families. In all our homes, let there be joy. Turn all our homes to heaven on earth. Please, those who are yet to be married, Lord God Almighty, provide them with the right people. Those who are already qualified to marry, even before the end of this year, let the wedding bell ring. Those who are married, who are trusting you for the fruit of the womb, this very month, in their homes, let there be shouts of joy. And my Father and my God, let this month be a month of pleasant surprises. And please use us for your glory. Don't let us be redundant. Help us to win souls for you. And your children who have been faithful in the payment of their tithes and in the giving of their offerings, this month, Father, with your blessings, embarrass them. And all over the world, all those who are listening to us now, Father, bless them. Amen. Prosper them. Amen. Support them. Amen. And Lord God Almighty, use all of us for your glory. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Let somebody shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people and say Happy New Year. God bless you. Today I've been asked to speak on love for a lifetime. John chapter 13, verse 1. John 13, verse 1. If you are not hearing clearly, wave your hand. If you are not hearing me clearly, how did you hear what I said? But engineers, will you please help? almost the whole congregation said they can't hear me clearly. John 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. He loved them unto what? Unto the end. Love for a lifetime. Some people marry for money, only to discover that money doesn't satisfy. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 10. Tells us that if you love silver, you will not be satisfied with silver. You love gold, you will not be satisfied with increase. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Money doesn't satisfy. You just want more, more, more. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 12. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 12 says, in my own translation, money can buy a golden bed, but it cannot buy sleep. You can buy a bed that is 100% gold. I don't know how you'll be able to make a mattress of gold anyway. But that does not mean you will be able to sleep. As a matter of fact, the people who spend most money on sleeping pills are rich people. The fellow who have been laboring at the wharfs since 7 a.m. and finally gets back to his... You can see now money can buy equipment. It doesn't mean it will work. It depends on the engineer. God have mercy. A man who has been laboring in the wharf since 7 a.m. manages to get back to his house in Moshim or Ajegunle probably by 10 p.m. going through all the ghost load, whether he manages to soak Gary or anything, the moment he hits the ground, he's asleep. But the fellow who has electrically controlled bed, water mattress, etc., etc., everything, air condition, he's still tossing and tossing by 2 a.m. If it's a Christian, he's saying, God, please, at least, even if it's only 1 hour, let me sleep. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 1. Proverbs 17, verse 1. It's a strange statement from Solomon. A man who has everything money could buy. And he said, money does not buy peace. He said, a dry muscle, you just get a little dry bread. If you have butter to put on it, fine. If not, no problem. Provided there is peace. He said, it's better than the house full of all manners of meat and delicacies, and there is strife. Ask those who are married and they have problems with their marriage. They will tell you. Even the food is there, they can't eat it. Because it's quarrel after quarrel after quarrel. I'm praying for all of you who are married. Peace will return to your home. Yeah. Don't marry for money. Because the rich man today can be poor tomorrow. You are all old enough to know that I'm speaking the truth. Proverbs 23 verse 5. Proverbs 23 verse 5 tells us that money can develop wings and fly away. Then some people marry for beauty. Oh, you see my wife, she's a beauty queen, Miss Universe, etc., etc. Let me assure you, beauty will fade. It has always done so. Proverbs 31, verse 30. Proverbs 31, verse 30 says, beauty is vain. A woman was entertaining a son-in-law to be, because the girl that the man wanted to marry has gone to the market and is here to return. So the mama was keeping him occupied, showing him the album of the family. And then the young man saw a picture there and said, okay, even my bride-to-be is in the picture. Mama laughed and said, no, that's the picture of me some 40 years ago. In other words, look at me very well, though. What you see me in me now, that's what your wife is going to become. That girl you see in the picture, that was me then. That's what your wife is looking like now. Beauty will fade. The elders have a saying. They said the mouth of the old woman is like as if it never sucked milk before. And you look at the mouth and everything is collapsing. That mouth used to be the mouth of a baby sucking breast. They have other proverbs. I don't know how to translate that one into English. They say Arugo Shogeri. Akisalogwari. In other words, that old woman that you are looking at, who is just managing to move from one side to the other, she used to be a fashion model. Beauty will fade. Don't marry for beauty. Don't marry for physical prowess. Oh, if you see the boy I'm about to marry, he's a world boxing champion. Very strong. Tall and like a mighty tree in the forest. Hey. Strength will fade. 2 Samuel 21, verse 15 to 17. 2 Samuel 21, 15 to 17 tells us that David, the giant killer, at a stage in his life, went to war and grew faint. And they would have killed him if somebody didn't come to his help. Strength will fade. Don't marry for influence. Oh, the fellow I'm going to marry is the son of so and so. And don't marry for influence. Influence is there today, to be gone tomorrow. 1 Samuel 16 verse 14 tells us that a king can even become a madman. And it's not even in the modern days that you say you want to marry because the girl I want to marry, the father is a governor. The boy I want to marry, the father is whatever. So you don't think I'm talking about you. I told my children not too long ago, I said, when I was young, when I was in the primary school, there is a subject they call civics. In civics, the thing they taught us was, who is the minister for education? And the answer is there. Who is the minister of finance? Okotiebo. Who is the minister of this? And we give the name straight away. Now, if you ask your child, who is the minister for this? He will say, which year? Why? They change from year to year. Influence. If you want to marry anybody who is influential, you want to marry a child of an influential person, marry the child of a pastor.
Because if he's a pastor, provided he does not fall into sin, he's a pastor forever. Marry for love. Because if you marry for love, that marriage will endure. How do I know? Hey, I've been married for 50 years. I'm still on honeymoon. Among those who were milling around the lady I married, the girl I married, I was the poorest. I had nothing. She knew it. And there was even one of us, one of my rivals, who already had a car. He was a lawyer. He had a car. I was still a student. I had nothing. And I'm telling you the truth. I had nothing. And I told her, I have nothing. But if you marry me, then whatever I am, and whatever I can ever become, is yours. And thank God she said, that's what I've been looking for, someone who will be 100% honest. And now I'm telling you, things were hard initially. But because we were in love, we survived. Love. Not money. I graduated in June. I married in September. I had only earned salary for barely 2 months. I don't want to tell you stories today, but one day we will tell you the stories. I know you want to hear. At our wedding, there was no wedding cake. No money to buy. Honeymoon. You know, you get married, you go for 1 week on honeymoon. Hey! We married today, tomorrow we resume. Because I was a teacher, she was a teacher. As soon as we married, I went back to work, she went back to work. But I thank God, I told her that I wasn't a Christian, just an incurable optimist. I said, don't worry, tomorrow will be all right. Thank God, things are getting better. I've told some of you before, in those days, we'll be struggling over Pama. And we'll say, darling, this one is too thick for you to eat it alone. Let's cut it into two. Pama. Today, by the grace of God, if we want to eat a cow, God will provide. Marry for love. The marriage went through all manners of batterings. We married in 67, 68, the first baby came. That's added responsibility because she's working, I'm working. So there was a need for a house help from the little salary we had. Not to talk of all the relatives that suddenly came to be living with us. Because now they have a graduate in the family. It was tough. But we never looked at what was going on as suffering. We enjoyed every bit of it. We enjoy the fact that we are married, that we are one for the other, because love bound us together. Love. I pray for those of you who are yet to marry. The Almighty God I serve will give you somebody who will love you. I had no car. I had no house. We got married into one little room and parlor that I rented until the owner of the place wanted to chase me out. I have stories to tell, but one of these days we'll come and tell you some of the stories. The reason is, if you marry for love, the reason the marriage will last is because God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 says God is love. And God lasts forever. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. God said, I am the Lord. I change not. Some people may not believe it when I say we are still on honeymoon. I'm telling you the truth. If I travel abroad and she is at home, at the least, we will talk once a day. That's at the very, very least. No matter how busy I may be anywhere in the world, we will say at least good night. No matter how late I finish the ministration. Well, darling, in case you are sleeping, good night. They say, I'm not sleeping. I've been waiting for your call. The following morning, how are you? Did you sleep well? At least once a day. 50 years this month. Because love bound us together. No matter where I travel to, I am eagerly looking at when I can come back home. Because when there is love at home, heaven is at home. I'm telling you, if there's no love at home, hell is there. There are homes where husband and wife are living together as strangers. The Almighty God that I serve will step into your situation. Those of you who have any relative connected to Ndobosa School, try and get the wordings of their school anthem. He says there is beauty at home. There is joy everywhere. He said time softly and swiftly glide when there is love at home. The prayer I'm going to ask you to pray with all your heart today is that the love of God will come into your home. Yeah. Now, love is also like fire. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29, Hebrews 12 verse 29, it said our God is a consuming fire. God is love. God is fire. Now, why is love like fire? Because if you want the fire to keep on burning, you must keep on tending it. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 20. Thank God for Solomon. Proverbs 26 verse 20, he said, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. In other words, you want the fire to keep burning, you must keep on bringing in firewood. Meaning what? No matter how little, you must constantly give gifts to your partner. It doesn't matter how small. If it is given in love, it will be appreciated. If it is big and there's no love there, nobody will value it. I know a couple that came to me several years ago. The husband wasn't born again, one big rascal. Thank God he's born again now. I don't know what's wrong with this woman. Anytime she needed something, I supply. Just ask her. I've just bought her a brand new car. The lady said, "You bought me a brand new car. How many other girls have you bought for? I don't want your car. I want you. You. I told you the case of a little girl that came to my office during the convention. I accompanied the father into my office. I said, "I want to give Daddy Gio something." And she gave me one tom-tom. I was thrilled to my bones. The girl who can let go, tiny girl who can let go a tom-tom, is in love. It's a gift of love. I value it. I announced, because I didn't ask the name. Thank God I know the name now. Because she wrote back to say to me, "Hey, you mean you love my gift? You mentioned me on the altar?" He said, "I have gotten a miracle that frightens." He said, "I nearly ran away." Love. When two people are in love, they exchange gifts. Even if all the gifts can be, "I love you." Because there are many of you married people. I don't know why it's so difficult for you to announce it. She knows, now tell her. Let her hear it again. And you girl too. Do the same thing. Just open your mouth and say, "I love you." It's not a body. You were repeating it 100 times before you got married. Have you forgotten how you used to meet and sit down and talk for 3 hours, and then tomorrow you come again and talk for 3 hours? What were you talking about? That you didn't finish yesterday. But when there is love, it shows. Let me conclude, because I'm not supposed to preach a wedding sermon, but I'm just telling you the kind of love that will last forever. And that's the kind of love God will bring into your families. John 15 verse 13. John 15 verse 13. It says, "Greater love than this has no man, that a man lay down his life for his friends." You want your love to last for a lifetime, be ready to lay down your life for your partner. Ready to die if necessary. I've said it before, I'm saying it again. My wife doesn't like me saying it outside, but I will say it, because it is the truth. You can do whatever you like to me. Slap me, I will only smile. The Bible says if they slap you on the right cheek, turn the left. Well, I don't have the grace to turn the left. So if you slap the right, I will run away, so you won't be able to slap the left. You can lie against me if you want to. You can criticize me. You see how they keep on criticizing on television, on radio, in newspaper. It doesn't bother me. But if you touch my wife, I will kill you. Don't say that they are listening to you all over the world. I want them to hear. Oh, but if you kill somebody, the government will kill you. That's if I use a cutlass. That's if I use a gun. Tamper with my wife, I will talk to my daddy. My daddy will see to it that you sleep and you don't wake up. All right. There's somebody who loves you more than I can ever do. That's Jesus Christ. So if you have not yet given your life to Jesus, you don't know the full meaning of love yet. So I want to invite those of you who really want an everlasting husband. His name is Jesus Christ. I want you to come and surrender your life to him. He will love you like nobody else can love you. And that love will last forever. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I'm asking you to come now. And I will count from 1 to 7. By the time I say 7, if you are not here, I know you are not coming. And we'll pray and we'll continue with the service. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, because it is after I gave my life to Jesus Christ that everything turned. It's after I became saved that, oh, my marriage was renewed as if we haven't known it before. So if you want to know the meaning of love, love that is of God, come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. I'm calling now. 1. Two. Greater love has no man than this. Nobody has any love greater than that of Jesus Christ. He will love you and love you to the very end. 3. Hurry up now. Thank you, Father. Keep clapping, keep clapping. You are clapping for Jesus. You are clapping for Jesus. You are clapping for Jesus. 4. Five. Thank you, Father. Keep coming, keep coming. The Lord is waiting for you. This is your own day of salvation. Come and meet the lover of your soul, the greatest lover of all. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He will love you and love you forever. Come. 6. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. The Lord is waiting for you. The Lord is waiting, he's waiting. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hurry up, I can see you coming. Hurry up. Thank you, Father. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming. This is your day, this is your day. Don't miss this opportunity. He will save your soul. He will become the lover of your soul. And he will take care of you for the rest of your life. Yes, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Hurry up. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Thank you, Father. Keep coming, keep coming. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Keep coming. Hallelujah, Father. Amen. Now, those of you who have come, and those of you who might still be on the way, just talk to the Lord and say, save my soul. I know you are the lover of all who will come unto you. I want you to become the lover of my soul. I want to love you in return. Please save my soul. Let me become one of your children. Please, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me today. Save my soul. Forgive all my sins. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Let's talk to the Almighty God. And the rest of us, will you please stretch your hands towards these people and intercede for them. Pray that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Pray that they will begin to enjoy the love of God from this moment onward. Pray for them. Pray for them. And if anybody still wants to come, you are not too late. You can still come. Just get here before I finish praying. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Daddy, I want to thank you for your word. And I want to thank you for all these people that have come forward to surrender their life to you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. They have come to you now. You, the greatest lover of all. Please receive them. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Let them join that group of people called the Bride of Christ. Write their names in the book of life. Don't let them ever backslide again. And please, Lord, love them like never before in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward. I want to assure you from now on, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer requests. The counselors will give you a card, which you will fill very soon. In the meantime, I think as soon as you get the card, you will follow the counselor this way so that they will attend to you. Collect the card and then begin to go in this direction and go and fill the card there. Let's clap for them as they begin to go. Let's begin to go. Let's begin to go in this direction. Follow that man. You can feel the card when you get to where they will deal with you. Keep clapping as they go. Keep clapping as they go. Keep clapping as they go. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping as you go. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, I want you to talk to God this morning. I want you to cry unto Him that the love of the Almighty God will now begin to rule in your homes. Let's stand on our feet. Let's let
Let the lover of our soul hear our shout of hallelujah. And then lift your voice to him and say, Father, beginning from now, let your love rule in my home. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let your love rule in my home. This year you will suffer no loss.
Gap TV, RCC Dubai TV channel.